Owens.com, or it's still 277-8890?
Yes, sir. Or you can come see us at 2515 Eastern Bypass. We're between Rudy's and U-Haul. We're here until 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock on Saturdays. And come see us, and we'll love to take care of you.
Well, I appreciate your time as always, Michael. We'll talk again on Friday.
All right. Take care, Joey.
And that's Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. 60-plus years in business. Wow. They deliver confidence, folks, and I'm a very happy customer of Cohen's. You can be the next one. A lot of options there. They can help you out improving your home. Final hour of news and views. Wow. When we come back after the top of the hour break, it's flying by today. Mm-hmm. Good show today. When we come back, how about we play what Coach was up to?
Okay.
But we'll start with the man that he pissed off.
No. Oh.
Little Chucky Schumer.
I like him already.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. War of words heating up even more now between Moscow and Washington. Russia says it has suspended sharing information about its nuclear forces with the United States, including notices about missile tests. Russia previously suspended its participation in the last remaining nuclear arms pact with Washington. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky warning that his country must win a drawn-out battle in a key eastern city. Otherwise, he says, Russia could begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. He says Russia would use a victory in Bakhmut to its political advantage. Key move in the Senate, lawmakers approving a deal to repeal war authorizations that were used in Kuwait and Iraq. This is SRN News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to dry out for at least two or three more days before the next storm system arrives. Today, kind of cool for late March with a high and only in the upper 60s. At least some partial sunshine today, mainly clear tonight, chilly, overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a very nice day. Sunshine, comfortable, warmer, high 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. We'll be dry during the day Friday, but another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
State Senator is now withdrawing a pre-filed bill. State Senator Shea Shelnut had offered a bill that would require local school boards to create a mechanism for teachers to have union and association dues taken straight from their salary. SB 140 got a lot of attention from 1819 News and concern from Republican leadership here in the state, especially when it comes to the AEA, which is the Alabama Education Association and a state affiliate with the National Education Association. In the past, Republicans have been at odds with the AEA and Alabama leaders who were behind the scenes controlling the association. ALGOP Chairman John Wall now tells 1819 News that several state lawmakers expressed their concerns about the bill and its unintended consequences, and as a result, Shelnut has decided to withdraw that bill. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that it is estimated that 37 million children around the world call an orphanage home? The reasons are numerous, but the responsibility to care for vulnerable children is certain. God calls His people to care for vulnerable children in His name, and that's where our friends at Lifeline Children's Services come in. For more than 40 years, Lifeline has been helping Christians meet the needs of these precious children through adoption, foster care, global orphan care, and a host of other ways. If your family or church would like to know more about how you can answer God's call to care for vulnerable children in Jesus' name, head over to lifelinechild.org.
A judge sets bond at $1 million for a man accused of shooting a person in Gulf Shores this past Monday night. Rafiq Bradley is now facing attempted murder charges. Police say he fired at least 8 rounds at the victim. The shooting occurred at a popular restaurant for spring breakers, The Hangout. The founder of a significant Alabama-based construction company has died at the age of 93. John Cadell was born in Montgomery and lived his whole life in that city, even after founding Cadell Construction in 1983 and becoming a nationally known businessman and philanthropist. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Folks, let's go to the phones and talk to Donkey Lori. Hey, Donkey Lori, how you doing?
Hey guys, I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic.
I have a question because I'm not, I try to learn as much as I can, but I'm not really savvy when I don't understand a lot of what I hear, like this bill to ban TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know if you, I know y'all have already talked about it probably, and I was in and out of the chart, but it sounds like the little bit that I saw, sounds like that they want to be able to spy on what you're watching and what you're listening to, and if powers that be that are appointed and not voted in deem it like misinformation, like you're listening to information from another country, or you're domestic terrorists, like January 6th people, those folks, that there's a minimum 20 years in jail. Like, is this like censorship?
Yes.
Really coming at our front door?
Well, a good way Joey described it was it's a Patriot Act, but going against tech.
Yeah.
And Joey, I know that like your soul is beautiful in that you see the writing on the wall, but you always say the glass is half full. And I believe that's because of your faith, because your strong roots in faith that there is a hope, you know, that, you know, they've been screaming the world's going to end for how long, you know. And then, Eddie, I feel like you are a positive guy, but I see the glass is half full only because of my faith. But I swear, I question you guys. Do you believe in your lifetime? And of course, we don't know how long we're going to be on this earth. But do you believe a day is going to come in your lifetime where you see they literally are confiscating guns? They literally are denying us the ability to communicate, to share a video edit from TikTok that shows us something that the powers that be don't want us to see. That we're going to see this kind of...
No, I don't see. I don't see that day coming. I do have a lot of hope.
Okay.
And I'll put it this way. I think it used to be a lot worse. And Americans are now just waking up to it. I think more than any particular issue, the more Americans who go, you don't follow the Constitution, you're illegitimate, is a very good thing. That you speak about the principles and values of this nation in lovely ways, all you congressmen and senators and presidents. You act like philosopher poets, but you don't live up to those beautiful words you often spout. And we're tired of the crap. And there are more and more people that aren't even political. And that's the stuff I love the most. Folks who aren't like active political people, they're just living their life. I think there are all sorts of folks ignoring the government, finding ways around the government. And that's how it begins. A revolution starts in the hearts and minds of people, not in the halls of government.
Well, But when you say that, I'm just going to, I'll be personal for a second. You know, my husband is very, very in the belief that, you know, it's going to come down to us literally fighting for our lives and our freedoms. And I mean, when I say literally, I mean, like, literally fighting for your life and your freedom with the way things are going. Because as we do say, I don't agree with that. I'm not complying with that. I feel like we were in this great social experiment with COVID where, you know, someone could look at you as you go to walk in a store and they go, you're not coming in without a mask on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And either you chose to leave because you are not bowing down to putting a panty liner on your face, or you were going to go back to your car like a robot and get this mask and stick it on your face to go back in. Like, it was like this great social experiment to see just what can we get away with telling them to do, and they'll do it. You know, and do you think there's a day going to come where we really are going to have to take up arms against the creatures that are trying to force us to do, like, take our freedoms? I mean,
it's not impossible. Stranger things are happening, but I don't think arms or all that's going to be necessary. And honestly, anybody suggests that, I think you're going to lose. The government doesn't like competition in that regard, and it just gives them an excuse to crack down more. I think the better move is to, you know, it's almost, think of it like you're in a foreign country, and you don't really have a lot of fealty for that foreign country's government, but you understand, hey, I'm going to follow the traffic laws while I'm in Jamaica. So I just don't get involved with it. It's sort of, you comply to the level of where they leave you alone, and then you build consciousness across groups of people. And the more and more folks that see this is not a legitimate system, this is not the way things should operate, this is not upholding our God-given liberties as Americans. I have a lot more faith in Americans than I do our government. And even despite the COVID years, I think people are waking up to the issues in front of us. But, you know, who knows? I think the only way what you're describing happens if we have a calamity much larger than a political dispute. I mean, like the electricity going out, or a massive natural disaster, or where people can't get food, people can't get water. That's when it could get very, very rough. But I don't think it's going to be a political reason that it'll get rough.
So you don't think, like, if we are incapable of using our debit cards because they're arming IRS agents and they come after people for no good reason at all, for going to a pro-life rally or something like that, or even they're spying on people who are going to rallies for Stop the Steal, you know, knowing that they're going to go to Washington. I mean, it's more like a natural disaster calamity that causes hunger. I feel it's going to be politically driven. But when I say the powers that be, I mean the puppet masters behind the curtain that force that situation on people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right. Like
the more that you stand up for the Constitution and for your liberties, for your right to free speech, for your right to bear arms, then there is a punishment that comes with that. And that's what I'm saying, like a forced situation that way versus like a natural disaster. But anyway, I appreciate you having this chat. I appreciate the chat. You guys have a great day, and I'll shut up so somebody else can call.
Thank you, Doggy Lori. Really appreciate you. 272-9228. Oh, I'm seeing Lindsey Graham up there.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We're going to whoop the drug cartels.
1 gram at a time.
We're going to whoop them good. I like a good whooping.
Got a feeling he's in on it, Joey.
Oh, you think he's in on it?
Yep.
Yeah, possibly.
I'm pretty sure he got the whole, you take my gold, you can take my lead speech.
How do they keep making good-looking reporters? It's amazing.
Well, there's not as many pharmaceutical reps as there used to be.
272-9228. It's like when my brother decided to go into medical device sales, like business.
Did you look at him and go, no, not pretty enough?
Yeah, you ain't Marilyn Monroe. Though I am looking forward to watching The Gold Diggers of 1933. I don't know how far I'm going to go on this classic
film. Good luck
film.
With that one, buddy.
Let's see if I last through that one.
I'm going to give you 25 minutes at best before you conveniently get distracted.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. And they're at XI Repair. Well, Jonathan Strange and his team can help you with those basic cell phone repairs, from cracked screens to water damage to a battery not holding a charge. Maybe your gaming console is giving you problems. They can work on the latest for whether a PlayStation 5 or the latest Xbox. It's a lot better than shipping off that, what, $500, $600 piece of equipment in the mail.
Right.
You can actually go to a local store where you get to know the folks, people you can trust. They can do work also on a desktop computer, laptop computers. They can even sell you brand new or refurbished smartphones at incredible rates. Data recovery services, second to none. I mean, sometimes you accidentally delete something or somebody wants to cover up something. They can still find that info there at XI Repair. They really do it all. One-stop shop for all these, well, tech needs. You can call them today at 777-1234. That's 777-1234. Or just go online to XIRepair.com. The letter X, the letter I, repair.com.
If I go on XI Repair, I can go ahead and start a repair ticket, right?
On the website, yeah.
I love that idea. I love that. Because honestly, I'm used to being me. I work 24-7. I might have a problem at 2 in the morning. I know they're not open.
Yeah.
But I can go on their website and go ahead and get the ball rolling.
Exactly. And it'll be something like, hey, I've got a cracked screen. Mm-hmm. Okay, what type of phone you got? And you just put it in, and they'll already start an order, give you a quote.
I love that.
So check them out today. Fantastic sponsor. And I've got a feeling that Jonathan Strange is building something big, even beyond XI Repair. Smart, young entrepreneur there. Fantastic guy.
Great guy. I love him to death.
Be sure to tell the fine folks there at XI Repair also that Joey Netty from also, News of you sent
He's got
you.
Some YouTube stuff. Check it out. He's got a really good YouTube page.
Okay.
Very informative. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
I see that spring a-coming is rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, it seems like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye, grocery store.
Views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Some views afternoon. I'm your host Joey Clark. Eddie Bader here in the studio.
Yay, yay.
Sky Mosley joining us now.
All right, good to be here, gentlemen.
Feels good. 20 minutes into the hour to officially kick off the final hour of the program. And well, as promised, I want to now go to this dust up. Senator Tuberville has, according to the Democrats and the national media, stepped in it. I don't think so. But let's start this before we go to Senator Tuberville, before we go to Coach. We'll start with Chuck Schumer. I got to scrub ahead because Schumer's like, Kevin McCarthy won't tell us what he wants to call. He just wants to argue over numbers. We just want to, it's such a-hole poker.
Yep.
But anyway, here's the Senate Majority Leader.
Being what he said over and over again, let's meet without a plan, doesn't advance the ball forward one bit.
I'm talking about
we
Kevin
have
McCarthy.
A plan, they don't. Okay. Now, on the military generals, which is what we're mainly here to talk about today. As some of you know, a very troubling situation is developing in the Senate.
Very troubling.
One senator, just one single senator, my colleague from Alabama, Senator Tuberville, is blocking all general and flag officer confirmations.
Yes. Good.
Taking our military, our national security, our safety hostage.
Nope. Okay, I got to stop it there. I thought we were the biggest, baddest military ever built by man. And yet, at every turn, oh my God, our safety, our security. Are we secure or are we not? Or is it just a damn thing they say every other day to scare the crap out of you? Don't use your mind. Don't think through the situation. Just listen to us. It's a national security matter. Senator Tuberville is holding us hostage. Just, y'all are full of crap. And if the U.S. military is going to fall apart because 150 fellas can't get promoted, then why are you spending $1 trillion a year on it? Lying a bunch of wise guy thugs, gangsters.
For years, years and years and years, both parties have worked together to quickly confirm the routine promotions of generals and flag officers without partisan bickering, without needless delay. It's important to be clear that Tuberville is not just blocking a targeted group of nominees. He is blocking all senior military officer promotions.
Why, Chuck?
Creating a ripple effect, severely hindering our military's work in critical areas like Pacific and the Middle East. Our general to NATO. He's one of the people he's blocking at a time when we have a war with Putin in Ukraine.
Wait, no, I thought we were just supporting. We're fighting the war again?
It's what? Official. You heard it.
Wow.
How about that?
It's just horrible what he is doing. One member is blocking all of these people. Now, it's very simple. The senior senator from Alabama wants to make personal health care decisions for the women of our military. Not only does Senator Tuberville want to control the decisions women in the military make about their own health, he's willing to hurt our troops and our country to do so.
Oh, shut up, you effing liar.
Come on.
Don't even live in the same country. We're just forced to live in the same country.
I don't know.
By a-holes like you, Chuck.
I don't think he lives in the same world you and I live in, buddy. We might occupy the same United States, but he's in a total different world.
Anyway.
If we lose the war, at least we know who to blame it on.
Right? Yeah, we'll blame Tuberville.
The unofficial war, right?
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. But here's Senator Tuberville yesterday. In front of him, he had Lloyd Austin.
Okay.
The Secretary of Defense. He had the head of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley. Something like that.
The Muppet.
And so let's listen to Coach here. Right. In a way, this is also a response to Chucky Boy.
But thanks for being here. You know, I ran for Senate to serve on this committee. I ran because my dad, he was a World War II veteran. He earned 5 Bronze Stars and a Purple Heart, and he died on active duty. And I ran to support the warfighter. You know, we owe our freedom to our troops. For 50 years, our all-volunteer force has answered the call. I think you would agree to that. Since 1973, we've asked a lot of our Americans' young volunteers to fight in Vietnam, Grenada, Bosnia, Somalia, Iraq, Libya, Syria, and Afghanistan. They've never wavered. In boom times and in bust, young Americans have raised their right hands to defend the Constitution with their lives, if necessary. War is hell. You know that better than anybody. Every recruit should know that. But in the last 2 years, we put them through a different kind of hell. In one of your first acts, Mr. Secretary, you put our military, every single member, active duty and reserve, through a mandatory training to root out extremists. That sent a message, Mr. Secretary, that our military is filled with extremists. Our military is one of the most diverse organizations in the world. It is full of patriots. 8 months later, we watched the collapse of Afghanistan. It was the worst defeat of the United States in my lifetime, and agony for most Americans to watch on the 20th anniversary of September the 11th. That defeat gutted our troops who served there. The president called it a extraordinary success. That's not what our veterans of Afghanistan call it. Our withdrawal, a big letdown to our allies, a military disaster, a national disgrace. I've talked to leaders all over the world. They've told me the same thing. Not one general or political appointee has been held accountable. Now,
I want to pause it there real quick. Yeah, the withdrawal was disgraceful. The whole damn prosecution of the war, say, for 18 years. I'll give you 2 years. It was disgraceful. It was almost fitting that that's how we would exit. But continue on, Senator.
I want to give you an example of accountability, General Milley. May 2021, I sent you a letter asking for, why did we give up Bagram? Now, you did answer, but it was a few months later. Now, you have 4,500 people, you know, for the next person in line on the joint staff and a budget of $250 million. We've got to find ways to get information back to Congress. Secretary Austin, I sent you a question in September 2021. It took almost 4 months. Congress deserves better. America deserves better. We all deserve better. Now we're on the brink of a world war with Russia. China is openly violating our airspace, but it took Congress to step in and tell our military leaders, you, to stop throwing our troops out who objected to a vaccine. Most of them on a religious factor. Given what we put our troops through in the past 2 years, it's no wonder that the Army missed its goal of 15,000 soldiers. Now, General, you know that is an entire division. We can't afford that. And it's getting worse. The Navy and Air Force will probably miss their numbers this year. Yet some of my colleagues claim that the real crisis is my hold on the promotion of 158 general flag officers. Mind you, these were promotions that the majority leader can bring to the floor at any time. Those same people claim expanding abortion will make our military stronger. You know, I want to be clear on this. My hold has nothing to do with the Supreme Court's decision to the access of abortion. This is about not forcing the taxpayers of this country to fund abortion. That's been a bipartisan consensus for more than 40 years. The military has performed abortions for years. All were cases of rape, incest, and the harm to the mom. Over the past 40 years, I don't recall one military person ever complaining that we weren't performing enough abortions. Nor did the military raise the alarm that our service men and women were being placed in areas that had restrictive policies on abortion. Poland's restrictive policies, Japan, Djibouti, all these theaters have abortion policies. Yet our military changed the policy to do this job in these different theaters. As of 12 days ago, y'all got the American taxpayer on the hook to pay for travel and time off for elective abortions. And you did not make this with anybody in this room or Congress taking a vote. In fact, this contradicts what Congress has actually voted for. Most of us, some of us in the room, if not all senators that have been complaining about this, have voted for the Hyde Amendment many, many times. But now my colleagues on the left think this abortion issue is good for a campaign. And that's what this shouldn't be about. I'm not going to let our military be politicized. I want our military to be the strongest and the deadliest it has ever been. But I also want the administration to follow the law. As long as I have a voice in this body, Congress will write the laws. Not the Secretary of Defense, not the Joint Chiefs.
Hear, hear.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it yesterday from Judge Napolitano. He said, Tuberville is a Madisonian?
Yep.
And statements like that. And then here's the kicker. You know, Lloyd Austin's the defense secretary. He would have been the one to push through this policy change.
Yeah.
He's Roman Catholic.
Huh.
But you got to love those cafeteria Catholics.
A little conflict there. But not in this case.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they ain't Roman Catholics like they make them in Poland, I'll tell you what. Goodness gracious. I appreciate both of our senators.
Yeah, here, here. Tommy Tuberville.
Glad they're stepping up. Appreciate that.
And, well, we got plenty more to get to here, a few more odds and ends. But first, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And at River Region Contracting, Todd Clark and his team, well, they can help you with that roof of yours.
You bet.
Now, it could be an asphalt or a metal roof. They can do work on both.
They can do either one.
But when you call up River Region Contracting at 356-8635, they'll actually show up on time.
Yep.
When you schedule them to show up. And then when they do the work, they don't make a big mess.
No, they don't, Joey.
And they do the work well. And when you call them up, their inspections and estimates, free.
Absolutely free, Joey.
Always free.
But what if I got a tall roof? They'll get up there.
Anyway. No, they'll get up there. Yeah. They're more like, that's a challenge.
Yep.
Watch me do it. Watch me.
And what if you have some damage, Joey? What if I call them and I'm like, I got a leaky roof. I don't know what to do. I've got insurance. I don't know what to do. You think the River Region will help them out with that? You think they'll be their advocate for their insurance company? Because that's what they've done for me.
They are insurance specialists.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, it's great, especially with something like storm damage. You might think, okay, we found the problem. No. They understand at River Region Contracting, you wait until you file the entire claim.
That's right.
To where you know every angle and aspect and all the problems. And that way, well, the claims process is swift and easy.
A lot easier that way.
So, again, call up River Region Contracting today at 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News & Views sent you. Take a quick break here. We'll come back. Like I said, got some few odds and ends to tie up here. Good to have you also appearing in the last hour, Sky Mosley.
Thank you very much.
I like that jacket.
Yeah. I do. I like that jacket, too.
Got a free bowl of soup with this.
A free bowl of soup.
But it looks good on me.
And I was calling Eddie a tramp yesterday. We'll be right back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's the best sale of the season at Cavco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts. Or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prizes, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and stay for our wreath class at 1. Shop our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 at Cavco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to dry out for at least two or three more days before the next storm system arrives. Today, kind of cool for late March with a high and only in the upper 60s. At least some partial sunshine today. Mainly clear tonight. Chilly. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow is a very nice day. Sunshine, comfortable, warmer. High 77. We're back to the mid-80s on Friday. We'll be dry during the day Friday, but another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Bobo with Capital Tractor. Engineered for maximum performance and dependability on the job site, Kubota Construction Equipment is a force to be reckoned with, like Kubota KX excavators and SVL track loaders. Test one today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon Edition. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program. And despite my intemperate outburst, it's just like I get so tired of people scaring so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're the biggest, baddest ever. Oh no, a mouse, a balloon in the sky. It's like just... dishonest jackasses. Before I keep going, though, and we get some more calls at 272-9228, Sky Bosley, tell us about the Alabama Gazette.
Your local conservative alternative newspaper. The Alabama Gazette, published right here in downtown Montgomery, serves central Alabama proper with the emphasis, as always, on local news. They have, you know, birthdays, weddings, lots of human interest stories. It's news you can hold in your hand like an old-time newspaper was and is again. That is the Alabama Gazette, their banner, God, family, and country, and they live up to it every single publication. News with a separation of opinion and editorial, but as always, the Alabama Gazette serving you throughout this region. They are volunteers, everyone at the Alabama Gazette. They saw a need, and they filled it. They are most worthy of your support. That's the Alabama Gazette, 356-6700. Call them up right now. Get yourself a one-year subscription for just $38. Yes, part of their partner subscription program. While those left-wing, liberal, woke newspapers are falling by the wayside, the Alabama Gazette is thriving. They want you to be a part of it. $38 a year. 356-6700. They are most worthy of your support, the Alabama Gazette.
Thank you, Sky. Let's go to Linda on line one. Hey, Linda, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. I don't know if this has been discussed because I have not been able to hear the whole program, but I'm calling to inform but also ask everyone to call our senators, representatives, and all that in Washington about the problem with Joe Biden signing our health care, complete health care, over to the WHO, the World Health Organization. Now, he's planning on doing this in May, but Michelle Bachman is trying to get this information out to everyone to be contacting Washington and protest this. Now, we've been given a little bit more time because they were supposed to do it a short time ago, but there was one country that went against it, and I can't remember the country that she said, but so it kind of held it up. But in May is scheduled for their meeting, I think it's in Geneva, and that's when he's going to sign over our complete health care to the World Health Organization. That means we're going to lose everything. No control. We will have no control over our health care. And so I'm asking for everyone to call up there and to complain and to get our senators and representatives to go against this to stop him. And I don't know y'all's thoughts or callers on this, but this is a fact that Michelle Bachman has come out to ask everyone's help on this.
Yeah, I'm looking actually at a Senate resolution. A lot of senators are wise to this.
Yep.
Kramer, Risch, and Barrasso, Hagerty, Cruz, Blackburn, Lovis. There are a lot of folks signed on, and I'd imagine the two Alabama senators, I'm just speculating, would sign on to this.
I believe they would.
And it essentially says do not create a binding agreement that would cede sovereignty to the WHO, especially given their track record.
Right. Remember, these are people we learned the hard way you cannot trust.
Right. So I appreciate you bringing this up, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
272-9228. Now, in other news, I seriously am paying for GPT-4, and I'm incredibly impressed. In fact, it was almost like I had to call my brother right after I started messing with it. I'm like, I'm having a bit of an existential crisis here. Like, this is pretty amazing and scary at the same time. Well, it wasn't just me, and I'm a nobody when it comes to this AI tech. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Steve Wozniak, founded Apple.
Yep.
Right. And AI pioneer Yoshua Bengio and others have signed an open letter calling for a 6-month pause in developing new AI tools more powerful than GPT-4. That's the technology released earlier this month by Microsoft-backed OpenAI, according to the Wall Street Journal. But here is some of that open letter. Quote, contemporary AI systems are now becoming human competitive at general task. And we must ask ourselves, should we let machines flood our information channels with propaganda and truth? Should we automate away all the jobs, including the fulfilling ones? Should we develop non-human minds that might actually outnumber, outsmart, obsolete, and replace us? Should we risk loss of control of our civilization? Such decisions must not be delegated to unchecked and unelected tech leaders. Powerful AI systems should be developed only once we are confident that their effects will be positive and their risks will be manageable. Here's one thing from this guy who, Bengio, director of the University of Montreal's Montreal Institute for Learning Algorithms, a big pioneer in the AI world, this fella. Quote, we've reached the point where these systems are smart enough that they can be used in ways that are dangerous for society. And he adds to that, we don't understand yet. So it's one thing to be like, okay, this is like bad. It's another thing to say it's bad and we don't fully understand all the ramifications of what we're about to do. Well, I guess that's freedom, right?
Well, I mean, you're taking warnings from some people that are, honestly, Joe, if anybody knows, they're going to know. Why would we not halfway listen to what these guys have to say?
Now, they're very clear. The letter doesn't call for AI development to halt.
No, just put a pause.
Urges companies to temporarily stop training systems more powerful than GPT-4.
Right.
OpenAI officials say they haven't even started training GPT-5. In an interview, I watched this interview, with Lex Fridman, the CEO of OpenAI named Sam Altman. I think it's a watch the Lex Fridman interview if you have YouTube. It's worth the time. It's fascinating. But Sam Altman said in this interview that the company has not given priority to safety and development and spent more than 6 months doing safety tests on GPT-4 before its launch. Has long given priority.
But you have GPT-4. That's what you have, right? So this thing comes in version. So there's a 3, a 2, and a 1.
Yeah, you can use 3 and 3.5 for free. You pay $20 a month, you can use GPT-4.
Thanks for that tip, buddy. I appreciate that. Yeah. Cool. Now, how often is that thing kind of updated to you? You know how, again, you're talking to an old guy, but my phone gets updates on the regular. My software gets updates on the regular. How often do you expect that? And if that happens, what if they say, okay, we won't develop 5, we'll just keep pushing everything into 4?
Right. I don't see, I'm not a machine learning guy, I'm not an AI guy, I'm not a programmer. I can watch interviews and I understand the King's English pretty well.
Yeah.
So I just encourage folks to go watch, say that Sam Altman with Lex Fridman, Fridman spelled F-R-I-D-M-A-N, and they get into a lot of these potential problems with AI. They don't sugarcoat it. And since that amazing things can happen with, like, we covered it, GPT-4 working with an AI program called AlphaFold was able to create a 30-day, essentially treatment for a particular type of liver cancer that had always eluded doctors.
And see, to me, that's amazing. Okay, we're using it for the
incredible
right thing.
Stuff right there.
But yeah,
I think it's also going to help a lot of creatives. There's a lot of upside. But the downside is, how do you start defining bias? How do you start defining what is or is not misinformation? Also, what guardrails do you have on the ability of someone to say, get, you know, you type into one of these bots, tell me everything you know about Sky Mosley. Tell me the stuff that Sky Mosley doesn't know about Sky Mosley.
I'm getting scared.
Right. And this is what these things will have the capability of doing.
And so they're going to be the gatekeeper of what's misinformation.
Right.
Yeah, we've been down that road already, so.
Right.
Didn't work out well.
Now, Sam Altman, the CEO of this company, OpenAI, said, in some sense, this is preaching to the choir. We have, I think, been talking about these issues the loudest, with the most intensity for the longest. So, yeah, this is what a time to be alive.
The future is now.
Yeah, what a time to be alive. Good.
I don't know. Are we watching it burn, or are we living? Are we bursting into the future? What are we doing here?
Maybe the robots have had enough.
Okay? Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, man. It's not. It's coming off the rails anyway.
It's coming off the
rails. Bring it on.
I'll give it that.
Bring it on.
Yeah, let the wheels fall off.
There may be some robots out there already that.
That's kind of what I wonder. If that's why I was saying about you got GPT 1, 2, 3, 4. If 4 is popular now, what's running?
I'm sorry.
What's 1, 2, 3 running on?
I'm sorry. Something you have to inflate is not a robot.
What if you were a robot?
What if it's got a little thing? It's got a voice box and a USB port that doesn't make it a robot?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
What if you were a robot and you weren't aware of it?
I think that's what some of us are.
Isn't that the plot to Blade Runner?
Did you get the vaccine?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not supposed to talk about that.
It might have been in the vaccine.
So either I need to watch Space Odyssey 2001 or Blade Runner tonight.
Reread some Isaac Asimov.
Yeah, okay.
That's where it's at, man.
I'll get right
the
on
side
it.
Of man.
Oh, yeah. How about the Will Smith movie, I, Robot, before Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, whipped him or something like that? I almost said the full term there.
Yes, you did.
272-9228. And we've got other reports that somebody was messing with another Bing search thing called Bard. It's based off chat. GPT, and it's being integrated into Google's. Google is the one doing Bard, very similar to Chat GPT, and but you integrate into like Adobe, Salesforce. You integrate into Zoom, into your search functions. Like it'll start to be this seamless thing that's always providing service and learning. And that was the biggest unknown for the guy who runs this company, Sam Altman, in that interview. How people will use these things. They're so powerful. Like, they understand their bot pretty well. Like, they taught it everything it knows for the most part. But once you start introducing the creative human element to these, essentially, it's not what they call AGI, artificial general intelligence, where it would be kind of standalone. But it's getting near there, where people are at least having the argument. And so when humans start interacting with a thing that's conscious, essentially,
yeah,
who knows what happens? And this is why you have these big tech leaders saying, hey, pump the brakes.
Probably a good idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Right. 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Don't wait for a robot to paint your home. Like, you either need to do it yourself, like maybe repaint the bedroom or restain the deck or something, or you need to hire a painter, you need to hire a contractor. But before you do it yourself or hire somebody, you need to go by New Look Decorating Center, a 40-year institution, 40 years in business here. Great local small business in Montgomery. They sell high quality, the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies. So stop by New Look Decorating before you do a job yourself or you hire somebody at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. And ask them, hey, you got any painters in mind? Hey, do you got any tips and tricks? So I can do it myself, but I do it the right way the first time. So, time is money. You don't want to, I didn't buy enough. No, they're going to steer you in the right direction. And maybe you do have a painter in mind. Maybe it's a friend or somebody recommended, and the first question you need to ask them is, do you buy your paint at New Look?
Good question.
Second to none, folks. They can make any competitor paint color in quality Benjamin Moore paint there at New Look Decorating. You can always call them at 271-0007, but I really encourage you to stop by that showroom there at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Go see the team, like Brett Lanham, the manager, or Jordan and Katie, the paint specialist. You might even see Brian Carr there, the owner. Fantastic, great local business and great sponsor here of News and Views from, noon to 3. Be sure to tell them you heard about him here. We've got to hit a very quick break. We'll come back to Ray Bowles and others at 272-9228 and button things up as well.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final moments here of News and Views. Afternoon. Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Can y'all do me one favor? Remind me before we finish up today to get dirt.
Get some dirt.
Get some dirt?
Yeah, Angie asked me to do one thing today, and I haven't done it yet, is bring dirt home for her stupid little tree that she's trying to grow.
You know, you keep talking that way, and if you forget, you're going to end up with a dirt nap. So get some dirt, man.
Get some dirt.
After last night, I can't forget the dirt. Last night, I didn't let her sleep at all because I was dreaming like crazy. I dreamed I went on a turkey hunt.
Oh.
And I shot a great big turkey, right?
Oh. Yeah.
I bring it home, and we're in the front yard going to take a picture, and it woke up.
Uh-oh.
And then she starts screaming, Levin starts screaming, and I can't shoot it because I'm in the city limits. And when I'm home, I'm trying to kill it with my hands. But when I woke up, she screamed at me, covers and were everywhere. The pillow was on the floor, and I took Sailor to school this morning.
You better remember that dirt.
I can't forget the dirt, guys.
Oh,
and
man.
I didn't sleep good last night. That stupid turkey, I can't believe it didn't die.
Goodness
gracious. You gave it your all, buddy.
I did. You should have seen the bedroom. It looked like a bomb went off on it this morning. I quietly put the covers back on the bed and said, I'll take Taylor to school. I'll see you later. Living with me is not the easiest thing.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. But I tell you what is the easiest thing. Get a new floor.
Yeah.
All it takes is a call. 285-8117. We'll send anybody but myself out to measure for you free of charge. And next thing you know, you got a new floor down. And everybody's happy.
It really is that simple, folks. They do great work there at Prattville Carpet. Whether you're looking for carpet, traditional hardwood, laminate, luxury vinyl plate, or ceramic tile, they really do it all. And that number is still 285-8117?
It is 285-8117, and y'all have a really good day.
You too, Ray. Remember the dirt.
Yeah, don't forget the dirt.
Thank you. You did it. I didn't think you were going to say it. I'm going right now.
Get some dirt, Bubba.
All right, bye, y'all.
See ya.
272-9228. I think we got time for Crawdaddy.
Excellent. All right.
Hey, Crawdad.
Hey, you were talking about watching the 2001 Space Odyssey all again.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best movies that Arthur C. Clarke ever did, or that gentleman, I forgot who it was that did the filmography part of it. But that is one of the best movies, and it was, at its time, it was groundbreaking, but I have no problem with a doctor using, you know, like microsurgery and a computer to help him guide the micro tools to operate on you, but that's a whole lot different than letting Hal decide whether or not to open the pod bay doors.
Right. Yeah. Very well said.
Thank you.
Thank you, Crawdad.
Thank you, Crawdad.
Bye.
Well, and our hope here on News and Views, in a small part, I know we're a local talk radio show. Maybe with ambitions to go bigger, but without leaving our local audience. But we'll keep you abreast of the latest technological developments as this world gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
Stay tuned.
So what did we learn today, gentlemen, other than we better not let the robots take over?
Well, Joey, other than the robots, we've learned that once again, our government, if you go too hard against them, they will, and they get you in court, they will send the IRS to your house while you're in court.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Matt Taibbi. And Matt remember Taibbi. The Tea Party.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten to that story in detail. We need to get there.
It kind of bothers me, not that we hadn't got to it, but the whole thing, obviously the government did not learn their lesson with the Tea Party. They did this with them. That was his tactic. And it was basically harassment. But again, nobody was fired, Joey. Nobody was put in jail.
No consequences.
Right, so we're just going to do it again.
Right.
With arrogance.
Yep. Well, we learned that I was wrong and Eddie was right.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
I was initially like, well, TikTok is a portal to hell, and why not ban it? But then I realized that, Joey, you forgot your own lesson. You got to watch what the other hand of government is doing.
Yes, yes.
You know how these young kids are. I think they know everything. You just let them live and learn.
You nailed it, buddy.
You let them live and learn.
Now we know. The government's out to ban TikTok, so...
They make TikTok the ugly bad guy.
Yeah.
And then they put in all this BS in behind it.
We learned today that both of our senators are kicking some butt.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed Katie on the floor there, giving a little bit of action back and forth.
Yeah, I've been told there were some fireworks with her talking to Homeland Security Director Mayorkas.
I've got some clips I'm going to be watching tonight on that. Yep,
gives you hope, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're asking him to resign. How could he not resign?
Right. Now, I don't expect Katie Britt to go in the same territory that, say, Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz goes into.
She's warming up.
Well, if she wants to be like Ted Cruz, she's going to have to start wearing boots. And I don't know if that would look all right with the rest of her look.
So far.
We need to get out of here before I start saying more stupid crap.
I think she'd look amazing in boots, Joey. What's probably be captivating.
In like a business, like...
Yes.
Female suit
you're
with
thinking
cowboy,
like cowboy boots.
Boots.
No, Joey. No, there's...
I'm not talking about boots. I mean cowboy boots, like Teddy Boy wears.
They're lady cowboy boots, Joey.
I don't have time to sit here and argue with you over a point we shouldn't even be arguing about. I shouldn't have even brought it up.
She'd be better off in Crocs anyway.
Why are you talking about the female senator's fashion choices? Can I talk about everybody's fashion choices?
Joey loves some feet. That's why.
No, I don't. I would admit to that.
I would.